Christmas party happening at St. Andrew's Hall with the Phantom Shakers. So stay tuned next week for a ticket giveaway to the Christmas party with Phantom Shakers at St. Andrew's Hall. From Horror Express, Brother Love Song, this is Kitty in the Casket.
This is Bam from The Mix. From all of us here at WHFR, have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Is there really such a thing as a safe place to put your money? And where would that be? Under the mattress? Stuffed in a cookie jar? No, no, no. You want real safety? Find out about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. It protects your money. Up to $250,000 in bank accounts like checking, savings, and CDs. And talk about solid. In 75 years, no one has ever lost a penny of FDIC-insured money. Better odds than your cookie jar. So if you have $250,000 or less in any one FDIC-insured bank, you have no need to worry. Your money is fully protected. If you have more or aren't sure, visit FDIC.gov or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
HFCC's Associate Degree Program in Automotive Technology includes detailed instruction related to the various systems found on today's vehicles. This program is designed to provide students with a thorough knowledge of the technical aspects of the automobile and to develop a certain level of manual skill in servicing, testing, and diagnosing. Classroom and laboratory classes provide students with the experience and understanding they'll need to qualify in numerous fields of employment associated with the automobile industry. For more information on HFCC's Associate Degree Program in Automotive Technology, contact Instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350. That's Instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Hello, this is Mia from Folk in A Minor, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Have you ever wondered if we were alone in the universe? 55% of Americans believe we are not. Most of those believe we have been visited. And now, high-ranking government, military, and corporate officials are coming forward to confirm those beliefs. Join your host, David Twitchell, the first Tuesday of each month at 1 p.m. for We Are Not Alone. A new guest each month will share their latest evidence in support of the UFO reality. Listen in and weigh the evidence for yourself, right here on WHFR.FM 89.3. We are not alone.
This is WHFR, Dearborn.
Disclaimer: this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our Board of Trustees, or students.
If we were all dreidels, we would be extremely dizzy right now. A klezmer-style tune all about the spinning top. And hello, everyone, and welcome. This is a celebration of Hanukkah called Candles Burning Brightly. I'm Bill Morlock, along with my friend and colleague Mindy Ratner.
The song that we heard is called Dre Dreidelich. Now, this is Yiddish, and it simply means spin top. The dreidel is one of the key elements of Hanukkah, purely for fun, and I'll tell you more about that later.
Well, happy Hanukkah, Mindy.
Happy Hanukkah.
Now, speaking only for myself, because I'm sure nobody else needs this, but I could really use a primer of sorts on all of the traditions and festivities and celebrations and the roots of Hanukkah. Can you help me out?
Absolutely. Now, this is not in rank order, but we play with the dreidel, about which we've heard a little bit. We light candles. We sing. We eat.
Good.
But the eating comes later.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of marvelous music to listen to, so let's get to the singing part right away.
Well, unlike Christmas, for which there are hundreds or thousands or even tens of thousands of carols from all around the world, Hanukkah hits are a modest few, and the best-known Hanukkah hymn by far is called Ma'oz Tzur. It means Rock of Ages. This is the melody with which I grew up. The best-known hymn for Hanukkah called Ma'oz Tzur, or Rock of Ages. The Hebrew text of this hymn was written back in the 13th century by an Italian rabbi named Mordechai ben Yitzchak Halevi, and he used his initials in each of the five stanzas of the poem. Now, the tune we heard is the one that's best known in the United States today, but as there are Jews all over the world, so there are different melodies as well for this same poem. There's a wonderful Italian tune, which we'll hear in just a moment, and then we'll hear what the Venetian church musician Benedetto Marcello did with that tune. After that, we jump feet first into the 20th century for two settings made by Americans, one a cantor from Worcester, Massachusetts, named Hugo Chaim Adler, and one by composer Hugo Weisgall.
Let's have it.
A few treatments of that beautiful Jewish melody, Maoz Tzur, performed by the Zamir Chorale of Boston, on Candles Burning Brightly, a celebration of Hanukkah. I'm Bill Morlock, along with Mindy Ratner. And Mindy, we've had the singing part, so let's turn our attention to the lighting of the candles. And I think that most people find the menorah a very familiar symbol, but what most of us don't find so familiar, what we're not schooled in, is why the lighting of the candles.
You have to go back more than 2,100 years to the second century before the Common Era. The Hellenistic Syrians, known as the Seleucids, made their way into Jerusalem, took control of all of Israel, in fact. And why did they do it? Well, they did it to Hellenize the Jews, that is, to make them like the Greeks. But that meant giving up their beliefs and rituals, like Sabbath observance and keeping kosher. The enemy took over the Second Temple, made a mess of it, and while all of this was going on, an old Jewish priest named Mattathias took to the hills with his sons and their followers, and they planned and they waited, and finally they came back to Jerusalem and liberated the temple under the leadership of Mattathias' son Judah. Well, as I said, the temple was a mess. It had been defiled. Pigs had run in it. There had been all kinds of sacrifices. It was really pretty bad. And so the Maccabees set about cleaning it up and restoring it. But then there was trouble, because in all of Jerusalem, there was one vial, just one vial of oil to burn in the Ner Tamid, the eternal light, which is inside the temple. But that little bit of oil, just enough to burn for a single day, lasted instead for eight. And so Jews around the world light candles on the eight nights of Hanukkah.
Cinco. Yeah.
music for candle lighting as we celebrate Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights. And this is Candles Burning Brightly. I'm Bill Morlock along with Mindy Ratner. And I loved that mariachi treatment of Ocho Candelicas. That was a little unexpected.
Well, it's a bit unconventional, but it's kind of fun and brings the message home. The song, by the way, was sung in something that sounds like Spanish, but isn't Spanish exactly. The language is called Ladino, and it is the language that was used by the Jews of Spain hundreds of years ago, and a language that spread as the Jews left Spain. They took their language and their history with them.
And I have good news. Mindy has decided that it is time to eat. We can spin the dreidel later after we've been fortified. And just ahead, we are going to meet the most marvelous cook and storyteller, right?
The wonderful Chasya Siegel. This is Candles Burning Brightly, a celebration of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights.
I am Chasya Siegel. Up till now, you heard the music of Hanukkah, you heard the sound of Hanukkah, but now we're going to have the taste of Hanukkah. And we talk about taste of Hanukkah, we think about only one thing, is about the latkes, the very famous latke that we remember on the holiday of Hanukkah. Now, where does the name latke come from? Where does it arrive from? It arrives from a latte. A latte is a patch. You know, the people in the shtetlach used to wear clothes always covered with a lot of patches, and they covered a lot of torn things, and they filled up a lot of empty spaces. And a latke is the same thing. It fills up empty spaces, not on your clothes, but in your stomach. So that is a little patch, a latkele. And that's what we're eating. Now we want to know why we have the latke made of potatoes, not any other things. The main important food that the people ate in the shtetlach was always potatoes, bulbas. There is even a song that tells you every day the people ate bulbas. They had the syntik bulbas, montik bulbas, dinstik mitva bulbas, donostik bulbas, freitik bulbas, shabbos akugale from bulbas. See, I don't need the chorus for my voice, you can see. And it shows you that the people ate bulbas all the time. So what do you think is going to be the latkes made of? Of bulbas, because that was very tasty, very accessible. Now, who discovered the bulba latke? That was easy for me to find out. For my family, my great-grandmother's sister-in-law. You may have heard of her. Her name was Chaya Bela. She came from a small town, Kupershek, and everybody knew her because they called her Chaya Bela the latke. She made the most beautiful latkes in the world. She made latkes even in the middle of the year, so they named her Chaya Bela the latke. And because she made such good latkes, I have the recipe. Nobody else has the recipe. And because you came to hear me, I'll share it with you. I take three medium-sized potatoes. I take an onion, an egg, and a quarter of a cup of flour. And we take out the old-fashioned food processor. And we put it in here, and we start taking a few potatoes, and you grate it. You grate the potatoes, no problem. things, but edges are fine, they're coming out smooth, and you have to be very careful not to keep the hand too close to it, otherwise you'll have fleshy kalatkas. I don't think you'll like to have it. And you do take afterwards the onion. That is a little bit harder. You see, every Jewish affair, every joyous occasion, we share tears. It comes to making latkes, that's enough that we have potatoes to grind, so we have to have the onions. So you look away or put on glasses, or even better, ask your husband to do it for you. Put on the oil, about 2 spoons of oil, make it hot enough. Now, I forgot to tell you that to the latke that you put in things, the forbidden food too, like you put in salt, that is good for high blood pressure. Put in an egg, it's good for cholesterol. So the most important thing when you put in ingredients in, don't tell your doctor what the latke is made of. See, if he doesn't know, it doesn't harm him. And meanwhile, you'll enjoy and have a real good latke. And the latke is being made already. I have here a ready-made product. So I made it, and I have it ready. And you know, I don't like when people call latkes a pancake. A pancake is not a latke. A pancake looks like a sick latke. A pancake looks like a latke that has the mumps. Now, we make the latkes and we put it on a plate afterwards, and you can put it at a side dish, but most of the people do it as a main dish. And you serve it that applesauce or sour cream, whatever you want to, it'll go. You can eat it without anything too. Nobody complained yet. Now, you put it afterwards on a paper towel to take up, to absorb the fats. But the most important thing, don't put all the latkes on one plate and put it on the table. People stop grabbing it. Nothing will be left. So what you do, you take a big plate and put the latkes and bring over to each one separate and give them a few latkes and move away. Of course, it will be no end to it. And a little of the latkes you put away for later for yourself and people will get out of your house. If you don't know something about the latkes, that I didn't mention it, you can find us on the website. It's on www.latke.com.mitzoros.
Sefa. quintas tas, metetas, las muchachas meten más. En el mes de Hanukkah subiaremos la cefa. Quita la gallina de la cocina, quita la gallina de la cocina. Dale el caldo a la vecina que le sea melecina. En el mes de Hanukkah subiaremos la cefa.
La una quita a la sete de un teneque hasta diez. La otra quita a la rina de un saco hasta diez. Para hacer los burmuelos en los días de Hanukkah suriaremos la cefa.
Las muchachas meten más. En el mes de Hanukkah suriaremos la cefa. Quitatas, metetas, las muchachas meten más. En el mes de Hanukkah suriaremos la cefa.
So, Bill, are you still hungry?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm more hungry than I was before after hearing about the latkes. Chasya Siegel, wonderful directions. I want to go home and make some myself.
She appeared in a concert that was given at the New England Conservatory, one of the great Yiddishists in this country. She taught Yiddish and Hebrew as well. Very learned and also very funny.
So you grew up with latkes, right?
I most certainly did. Yeah. Now, after Chasya Siegel, we heard from Theodore Bekel and some of the musicians from the New England Conservatory. They did a song called Kitaltas, which is a traditional tune of the Sephardic Jews in Adrianople, Greece. And what they were singing about was the making of another type of Hanukkah food. Mm-hmm. The Sephardim make something called burmuelos, which are a kind of fritter. Now, there is one more traditional Hanukkah food that you find in Israel. And if you were to see one of these sufganiyot, you'd say, well, it looks like a jelly donut, because that's exactly what it is.
This is Candles Burning Brightly, a celebration of Hanukkah. And now we turn to the dreidel. And I have one in my hand, a beautiful ornamental dreidel that you brought in, Mindy. And I notice that each of the four sides is embellished with a letter.
In Hebrew, any dreidel that you find in the United States or in most parts of the world will have the letters Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin for the words Nes Gadol Haya Sham. That means a great miracle happened there. But if you get a dreidel in Israel, it will have Nun Gimel Hey Pei for Nes Gadol Haya Po, a great miracle happened here. A little dreidel music on Candles Burning Brightly.
Hey, shit, soon we won't solve them.
Whether you prefer the Yiddish word dreidel or the Hebrew sevivon, we're talking about the same thing, those little spinning tops with which Jews play at Hanukkah. We heard sevivon, a familiar melody arranged by Minnesota composer Steve Barnett, and before that, Nun Gimel Hey Shin by Judith Shaitin. Ronald Korp conducted the New London Children's Choir. When I was a kid, we had a little song that went, I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, O dreidel, I shall play. Well, you can make dreidels out of a lot of different kinds of material. Clay or ceramic of some kind, plastic, wood. The one that I brought in for you to look at, Bill, is made of glass, and I would be a little bit afraid that if you gave it a really good spin, it might leap off the table, and that would be the end of that. Oh, and when we play with the dreidel, we do it with pennies or pieces of chocolate, which I much prefer.
Well, the candles are burning down, and the time is flying by, but we do have time for just a few more pieces for Hanukkah, including this one, arranged by American composer Scott Robinson.
Thank you.
Joshua Jacobson's glorious arrangement of a Hanukkah tune from Morocco called Mizeh Yimalel, a happy conclusion to our Hanukkah celebration called Candles Burning Brightly. We've heard the Zamir Chorale of Boston conducted by Joshua Jacobson, the New England Conservatory Jewish Music Ensemble led by Hank Osnetsky with soloists and special guests Theodore Bickel and Chasya Siegel.
Also, the Eakin Piano Trio, the Carolina Chamber Chorale, and the Rochester Philharmonic, led by Jeff Tysik.
The New London Children's Choir, conducted by Ronald Korb, and Coro Hebraico and Schola Hebraica, conducted by Neil Levin, with cantor Ben Sion Miller.
If you'd like to know more about the selections on this program, or to hear it again, please visit our website, classicalmpr.org. Thanks to technical coordinator Josh Cabasta. I'm Bill Morlock.
And I'm Mindy Rantner. Thanks for listening, and happy Hanukkah!